Are you a fire hazard? Well, on a practical level, I hope not. That's just not safe. My husband might argue with it being the 4th of July and my love of fireworks that I might be somewhat of a fire hazard. I'm not. I am always very careful, but I do like to light up our cul-de-sac with a few fountains, torches, and rockets that have at least a 30-shot payload. I experience great joy in lighting the fuses of crazy named fireworks and watching as they shoot into the sky with color, crackle, and glitter. Now, we always have to be careful of wind, and of course, there are the seasons. It's simply too dry, and there might even be a burn ban. Those conditions mixed with fireworks would for sure be hazardous. Anything that is a threat to fire safety or that increases the likelihood of a fire is considered a fire hazard. So what does this have to do with our faith? Fire is very much connected to faith, literally and figuratively. The word fire is mentioned over 500 times in the Bible. Many of these references are quite literal, but others are also symbolic, representing the power and presence of God. In Exodus 3, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire within a burning bush, but the bush was not consumed. So we see very controlled power and presence. In Exodus 13, God leads the children of Israel out of Egypt in a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Once again, the very presence of God and literal fire leading, guiding, lighting their path at night and protecting them along their journey. The Lord descends upon Mount Sinai in fire to speak to Moses in Exodus 19. The mountain was completely in smoke because of the presence of the Lord. Fire is also sent down from heaven in times of judgment, as well as in response to sacrificial offerings, once again showing the power and relational response and presence of God to his people. So if we are followers of Jesus, do we have a connection to that fire and power of God? Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In this moment, the Holy Spirit shows up. A mighty wind, tongues, and flames. Can you imagine those holy fireworks? That's the only visual description they could give of what was taking place. What we know is that day a fire was lit in the hearts of the men and women in that upper room, and it was the power of the Holy Spirit equipping all in that place for the work and spread of the gospel of Jesus. Every nation and tongue was gathered in Jerusalem for Pentecost, and they heard the gospel in their own heart language. 3,000 were added to the church that day. I would say those disciples became somewhat of a fire hazard. They were turning the world upside down for Christ, leaving a trail of sparks behind them. Friends, let's get on fire for God. By grace, through faith in Jesus, we are filled with the very same power and fire of the Holy Spirit to love God with our life and choices and love those around us, showing them the way, the truth, and the life. We are all called and equipped for that mission. That's the truth. This world is dry and ready. Let's start some fires in the hearts of those around us. I'm Lori Klein.